Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
It is the waning hours of CSUN 2017, but I was able to catch up with Mark Stenzel of Enhanced Vision. Mark, it has been far too long. How has it been going?
Good, Joe. It's nice to see you.
Always. And,
this, I think, is my 33rd CSUN in a row.
I'm
going for 50.
I see that. Mark was kind enough to be on our CSUN at 30 podcast not too long ago. Well, I mean, it by 3 years if we don't count how long it is compared to 33. But
right. In
that time, man, we've seen some amazing units. And Enhanced Vision has some new units on display here, one being the Mojo,
yes. Which
is pretty impressive. Now, as someone who has one eye myself, I find this really cool. So we're talking about a monocular, but that it also can become a standalone CCTV.
Yes, I'll be happy to describe that for you. So
okay. The
concept behind Mojo was to develop an electronic binocular.
Uh-huh.
And I think all of your listeners are familiar with what binoculars do,
right.
And they're great devices, but they're optical, there's no video capability.
Right.
What the Mojo does is add video, and it can be used for both distance as well as near viewing. So it's a quasi-mobility device in the sense that you can use it to spot signs and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and determine that you're going in the right direction, and then it
right.
can hang around your neck, and then you move in the direction that you're going, and then you can check your progress as you go.
Read signs, read things at a distance.
Right, right. What's critical with Mojo is that it requires that your target, whatever you wish to look at, be well illuminated. So
sure.
if you're in a dark environment, you're not going to get the result that you typically would want from a device like this.
So your target, and that's kind of like a low vision aid in general.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So light on the target is very important. We've also found that for distance viewing, if your target is approximately 12 to 15 to 18 feet away, you're going to get the best results. Beyond
that yeah.
it struggles a little bit because it is not enough light
sure.
on the target at that point.
Sure.
For near viewing, you also need good lighting, and you need to be about 12 to 18 inches away.
Yeah.
Some of the features of the Mojo is the ability to autofocus,
right.
which you don't get in a standard binocular.
Sure.
And for reading, you can select different modes or backgrounds. As in all of our CCTVs, you have full color, you have positive, negative,
right.
green on black, yellow on blue, those sort of things. You have those same things in Mojo. And then what we've also done, we think this is rather clever and somewhat unique in this marketplace, we've also added capability to add a docking station. And what that does is allow you to place the Mojo into a stand or a dock, and that automatically converts it into a full-featured CCTV or video magnifier with a 24-inch screen.
It's as if you took the Acrobat and made it even smaller in a way, and then added an optical piece to it so you can actually view through it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is ideal for an individual who wants a device they can carry with them, has a steady enough hand to use it, because
sure.
holding something up to your eye, your hand has to be relatively steady.
Right.
But then also appreciates the fact that you can convert it into a full-featured CCTV. So a student, a business person who's on the go, can take it with them during the day. When they get home at night, they put it in the docking stand, and they have a full-featured CCTV. And one of the best parts of it is that complete system only runs about $2,700 or $2,800, which is equivalent to what you would pay for a good quality CCTV.
Right. And as someone who has glaucoma like myself, I'm attracted to the brightest image, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm looking through the Mojo, I'm actually seeing light coming out my eye instead of having it reflected or refracted off a surface like I would with a low vision device. I'm actually having it projected into my eye, and as a computer user, I'm kind of used to that.
Right.
So I found myself gravitating to it pretty easily because it's like a computer image that I would normally look at when using a CCTV, as opposed to fighting the light and the reflections
right.
and the refractions
right.
of a low vision device.
Right. So I think in thinking about how a low vision person with moderate vision loss would utilize a device like this.
Yeah.
They use it for spotting, checking that it's the right bus or train that, you know,
spot tasks.
Yeah, we wouldn't recommend it for extended reading. It's not really designed for that.
Right.
For extended reading, a full-featured CCTV, which we have available, would be generally a better choice.
Sure.
The Mojo alone runs $15.95 is the price, and with the docking station, I believe it's about $26 or $27.
Right. Which you could add on if you wanted to go piecemeal
You absolutely can. Yeah. Yes, you could buy the Mojo, and then if you decide you want the docking station, you purchase that, and there's no software to load. You just would arrive, and then you put it in the docking station, and it automatically syncs to that, and then you're in business.
Now, that's not all that is coming. I heard the Jordy, the rebirth, the relaunch, the new Jordy is on the way, from what I understand.
Yes, that's true. We actually have been showing it earlier in the show here in our suite to selected customers, and mm-hmm. I'm pleased to say that the reaction's been very, very positive.
Oh, awesome.
So Jordy is coming. Okay. It has been coming for many, many years. We expect to have it on the market in about 2 months.
Okay.
And it will be very, very competitively priced compared to other choices in the marketplace.
Okay. And that's really interesting because there hadn't been anybody getting into this head-mounted space in a long time, and now there seems to be a real interest in it, again, either due to people looking foolish with virtual reality goggles on their head or what have you.
Right.
But post-Google Glass, people are coming around to the idea that cameras on my head are not such a bad idea.
Well, I think that's true, and I think folks have always felt the so-called magic glasses is really what they want. Now,
yeah.
I wouldn't describe Jordy that way.
Sure.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
But it's an improvement over what we had before in terms of picture quality and mm-hmm. the ability to utilize it. We had a number of people try it to look at TV, which is an important
right.
feature for many people. And
sure.
the reaction, I would say about half of them said, yeah, I could use this for watching CCTV or for watching regular TV. It's not for everybody.
Right,
just as
right.
any CCTV or video magnifier doesn't work for everybody. But for the right person who's willing to sort of commit to working with the Jordy, learning its features,
yeah.
it's going to be a great product.
Now, had you actually shown it to the previous customer base and gotten kind of a evaluation from those who knew the Mark II or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, we did have some people who remembered the old Jordy
yeah.
from 6 or 8 years ago,
yep.
and they were very favorably impressed with
wow,
it.
Wow, that is awesome. Guys,
yeah.
I'm always curious about a product refresh. Because you're right, that particular unit endures loyalists,
yes.
and people are going to gravitate back to it when there's a refresh in the line, especially
right.
since it's been a while, so that's
right.
kind of neat.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that there are other head-mounted devices out there, they tend to be very expensive, as I think you know, and
sure.
your probably listeners are aware.
Sure.
Our product will be much lower priced than those other
and more
devices.
Mature, because you've already gone through the R&D and all the facturing
that's right.
before.
That's
and,
right, and we think we're the original
I
when
would
it
agree.
Comes to that.
Yeah.
So,
but being how I remember the old helmet version, you know,
the VMAX,
yeah,
way back, that's
yeah.
right. That's
where no peripheral vision will be allowed or tolerated.
That's
absolutely,
right. that's right.
DaVinci still going.
Right. Yeah, there's DaVinci and DaVinci Pro, and we also had another product that we've had in the marketplace for a couple of years called Merlin Elite.
Okay.
We've just recently upgraded that. We're calling that Merlin Elite Pro.
Okay.
And the difference between that and the original Merlin Elite is that the Pro will do full page OCR. Just as the DaVinci Pro does full-page
gotcha.
OCR.
Okay.
And that'll be in, that we're shipping that in the next week or two.
Okay, and that's yeah. more of a traditional desktop as opposed to the transportable
exactly.
that DaVinci is.
That's correct.
What about in our 7-inch or handheld area? Anything new in those general
not, not at the moment. I mean, we have the Amigo, which
right.
is a very solid product that was redesigned a few years ago, and that's been very, very successful. And, of course, we have the Pebble. Which is 4.3-inch.
Cool. So, yeah, that and the Pebble do extremely well. And Pebble HD, right? Isn't
yes,
that where we
that's
are?
Correct. That's
right.
correct. All our products have gravitated to HD cameras, so you have really the best picture available with the current technology.
Cool. I think we've covered almost the whole product line. Mark, did we miss anything?
You did, actually, yes.
What
it's
did I miss?
The Transformer HD.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah,
oh,
so
yes.
the Transformer's been on the market for many, many years. It's
yes.
been a very successful product. Again,
okay.
we sort of originated that sort of design, and
uh-huh.
it's been copied a few times, but that's okay.
Sure.
So we've upgraded that to HD as well.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to using a high-quality Sony HD camera,
right.
we've also added two very important features. One is OCR,
uh-huh.
so optical character recognition. It will do full-page OCR.
Right.
And we've also added Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So you can connect the Transformer HD to a tablet, to a PC, or to an iPad. And within the next month or two, we'll also have it connectable to MacBook.
Wow.
And you can do it via USB or Wi-Fi if that's your desire.
That is wild. Okay, so that is a great big improvement and a refresh on the line.
Right.
Wow, that is fantastic. Where can people find out more about these particular products or learn more in order to purchase said products?
Well, they can go to our website, of course, and that's enhancedvision.com, or they can call us at 800-440-9476. That's 800-440-9476.
Mark, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you, Joe.
Long live. We'll see you in 50. Let's add a couple, like 17 more, right?
God willing.
It's you and me both.
That's right.
For Blind Bargains here in San Diego and Mark Stenzel, keep listening. There's so much more to hear here at Blind Bargains.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.